Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. We are broadcasting live. You know we are broadcasting live from Barcelona, Spain, at the IoT Solutions World Congress. This is brought to you by those wonderful people at the Industrial Internet Consortium. I'm telling you, if you're not engaged with those individuals at the Industrial Internet Consortium, or IIC, because it is a mouthful, you need to, because the world is going to be driven by those solutions, and they are passionate. They connect with the best of the best within this whole space of technology, Industry 4.0, everything that you can possibly manage. And we have another interview that is specific to that. And we're going to talk, okay, you're going to say, Scott, I don't want to talk security. You need to talk security. And fortunately for us, we have a young lady by the name of Sandy Kara. Don't even begin to tell me what it is. Go ahead, tell me what it is.
Carielli.
See, I started out wrong. So it's one of those things where I try to say the name, and then all of a sudden I'm just going down the wrong road. It's like Carielli. That's what
everyone does. That.
Thank goodness I'm not the only one.
Nope.
You having a good conference here, Sandy.
Having a great time. Yeah.
I'm telling you, you're going to be touching upon a subject matter that is just near and dear to my heart. And what is always fascinating is that you listeners out there, technology for it's going so fast, and I mean it's very easy to get sort of caught up in that hype. Because, man, now I can collect data. Now I can make decisions. Now I can be really tactical in the way I approach my business. And yet there's that one little element just a little element, and that is security. So for the listeners out there, Sandy, give us a little background on who you are, where you come from. Let's lay that foundation, and then we're going to talk about going forward the security element.
Excellent. Yeah, Scott, thank you. So I'm currently an analyst at Forrester Research, where my coverage area is around application security. But I've spent my entire career in the security industry pretty much. Started as a developer, moved into consulting, moved into product management. And for the past 3 years before I joined Forrester, I was working in the CTO's office at Entrust Data Card, and we were a member of the Industrial Internet Consortium. And so I got very involved there, great team, and my focus has always been security. And so we've spent the past few years building out a security maturity model to help organizations answer that question of how secure do I need to be with my IoT solutions.
See, what's interesting in the past, so I'll put it on my past, whenever we did something that required the collection of data, so I'd say, okay, that motor out there is really important, so I want to be able to make sure that motor doesn't fail, so I need to get some data on it. So I'm going to dig a ditch, and I'm going to run a hard cable out there, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And that was always like a big CapEx type project,
right?
Just for that. And that sort of limited that security concern. We never thought of it. We were just trying to get data off of that particular asset, right? Nowadays, because the way costs are just going down and the ability to be able to collect data on that thing, I just need to do this, and it just all of a sudden it just happens. We just are just so full of the desire to collect data and then be able to slice and dice it and be able to make those decisions. But those are like little vulnerability points that people can sort of play around in it.
Among other areas where there are concerns, absolutely. You think about secure access to IoT devices.
Yes.
You think about secure operations. You think about meeting compliance standards. You think about supply chain and third parties. All of those feed into
I have to ask the question
IoT.
About compliance standard. Who determines compliance standard when it comes to this? Who
you
do
mean,
I have to comply to?
Well,
is it internally? Externally?
It depends. Most of the time when I talk about compliance, I'm talking about external standards that either come from some sort of government or security more broadly, but also you may have industry-specific standards.
Yes.
And this is an area where there isn't a lot right now for IoT security.
There isn't.
You know, I have conversations with Sven Schrecker, who is very involved in...
He's right over there.
Yes,
oh,
I'm sure
Sven.
He is.
Yeah, he's going to be on the podcast, too.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. He's funny.
Sven and I have done some collaboration and some joint talks around the model.
Yeah.
And when he talks about automotive security, he throws up these half dozen standards on the screen. And none of them really meet the need. You know, Half of them address safety, but not security. Some of them address aspects of compliance. Some of them address parts of security. There's nothing holistic. What we're trying to do with the model is first create an overarching model that addresses IT, it addresses OT, it addresses security, it addresses IoT security overall. It doesn't just address technology, but it addresses technology, it addresses process, it addresses people. So it brings all of these things together.
But here's a funny, here's a question I ask. People have talked about security, but, mm-hmm. but how I see this is that this world of IIoT, IoT, what it's going so fast. People are probably very lulled into thinking that they have a secure IT infrastructure just because we've already done that. That's yesterday's stuff because we've already had our on-premise, you know, whatever, and we've got our servers and we're fine. And
you know, it's interesting. I compare IoT and OT security today to where we were with IT security 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's a different set of stakeholders that are learning about this
yes.
now. So you're kind of having to look at problems that you solved back in the early 2000s and say, how do you apply those same issues and those same solutions to an industrial IoT and an IoT world? And now we're not just dealing with the IT people, but we're dealing with the OT people. One of the mistakes that you can make here is assuming that you can just bring in the IT and IT security people to tell OT what to do and just apply all of the same approaches
that's
and it'll
exactly
work.
That's exactly the problem.
Yeah,
you're right.
There's a level of arrogance with that.
Yeah.
You know, as an IT security person, I can't go in and assume that I know everything. OT has a ton of stuff to teach me.
OT, tell me.
Operational technology.
Got it.
So think supply chain, think manufacturing,
sure.
think your operational
yes.
folks. Now, if I were to go into that group of people and say, okay, so, you know, in the IT world, we take down all our servers for 2 hours a week to upgrade.
Yeah.
Do you mind turning off your cars or your manufacturing equipment 2 hours a week? They would tell me to get the heck out of there.
No.
That's a great way to lose my credibility.
Right.
So I have to adjust to that.
Right.
And I need to make sure that solutions that we're offering are aligned with how they work.
Right.
We've never had to work with that group before. So, you know, it's not just about us teaching operations about security. Operations needs to teach us about how they work, and we need to find that common ground and alignment.
Good point, because you do. I mean, the reality for, let's say, an operations is to keep that thing going.
Yeah.
Keep manufacturing whatever that thing they're manufacturing.
How much money do you lose if you turn off the machines?
Stunning. I work with a company that does catastrophic logistics, right? And the reason they're in business is catastrophic logistics. And if that thing goes down, they're losing money.
You know, security overall is really about alignment, you know. With the maturity model, we were really talking about aligning IT and OT, aligning business stakeholders and technical stakeholders. And even in my current role covering application security, there's a lot around alignment between development and security. So much of security is about getting all these different stakeholders to talk to each other and work together and figure out how to speak each other's language so that security is not a burden. Because
see,
as soon as security is a burden, people walk away.
Right. Oh, yeah. You're absolutely correct. And see, what you're talking, in the past, it was somewhat compartmentalized. Oh, okay, I have my firewall, I have this, and it's
right.
all good. I've taken care of that. But today, it's a little bit more dynamic. It's a little bit more challenging. And to your point, to be able to have all of the stakeholders in this particular room mm-hmm. say, yes, we get it, and we see how it all connects is vitally important.
Yes, and from the beginning. You don't want
from
security
beginning,
to be the last to know.
That's exactly correct. Because you can't. You know, if everybody's roaming down and they're blazing a trail and they're doing whatever they're doing and then they forget about security, it's hard to sort of go backwards to a certain extent.
And, you know, it's funny, Scott. Security sometimes has this reputation of being a blocker or being the one that's really going to stop things from happening. We don't want to do that. We actually want to help enable it. I think the times where those blockers come into play are when we are the last to know and we find out at the last minute that there's something about to ship that just doesn't work. Whereas if we're building security into the process early on, building it into design, building it into development.
Yeah.
We're identifying issues early. We're solving it. It's much more streamlined. It's much more efficient. We're not having those major gates. So that's really the direction that we want to go with. And we want to go with that in app security and in IoT security.
It has to happen. So that's all great, right? Wonderful. Got the past.
Yep.
Got what's going on today. Where do you see it going in the future?
You know, I think we're seeing some, I guess in two areas. We're seeing some pretty promising things on the application development side in terms of tooling and a need for more collaboration. I think the DevSecOps trend is definitely helping with that. On the IoT side specifically, which is, you know, why we're here, we've spent a lot of time within IIC over the last few years trying to develop models and develop approaches to improve collaboration. And we're starting to see industry take hold of that and wanting to figure out how to adapt it to their industry. And I think that is really promising. We created this model, and the model is designed to be extended to be applicable to different industries and create industry-specific profiles.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had three or four industries who have come to us and said, hey, we want this. We want to create something for us. So I found that really encouraging and promising that there really is a desire within industry to pick up our work and take it further.
Now, that's a great segue into that that document. You worked with IIC,
yes.
Industrial Internet Consortium, said going forward, we can press it here, IIC, to come up with these sort of this model, this maturity model that is specific to security. The wonderful thing about IIC, working with great people like you, is the fact that these documents, they're there. They're there for you.
Yes.
To be better. And so tell us a little bit about that document, what it means just from an industrial point of view. What does it mean?
So I think you know we had developed a bunch of security frameworks within IIC previously. And organizations would look at those and say, okay, that's great, but how do I know if what I'm doing for my solution is secure enough? How do I know, you know, what's the difference between the security I have to do if I'm doing a smart lighting system for home versus something on the manufacturing floor or for a medical device?
Yeah.
Those are vastly different threat models.
Huge.
So you need to actually be able to address those differently.
Yeah.
And when we went out to look for maturity models that could be applied, we discovered there really wasn't anything that quite fit. There might be frameworks that addressed IT security but not OT, operational security.
Yeah.
There might be frameworks that addressed technical aspects but not the process and the people. There wasn't necessarily anything that addressed IoT specifically. So we came together and said, okay, we need to create a model that people can use to, one, align business and technical stakeholders from the beginning, build those priorities in, two, be able to repeatedly assess where we are, three, set a target for where we want to be, and then four, using that, regularly prioritize our security activities. So we know where we need to go, we know where we are now, and maybe every 6 months or a year, we can take a couple of steps to get us closer to where we need to be.
But that's all laid out in that document.
That is all
laid
out in that
document. But is that document, too, that document is a living, breathing document, right?
Oh,
it doesn't. It's not a static thing. It's like, because just like your business, and just like the world of security, there's always going to be...
There'll be changes and updates,
yeah.
And even more interesting, there will be extensions. I mentioned that we're working with various industry associations on what we're calling profiles. So we created the security maturity model at a general scope, sort of IT and OT general guidance around security. You know, what are the different levels of what we call comprehensiveness or sophistication that might apply for each of 18 different security practices? And we created that, but we knew that there is going to be industry-specific and even system-specific guidance that, well, I'm not an expert in retail. I'm not an expert in manufacturing.
Right.
I can't answer those questions. But retail industry associations can, automotive industry associations can. So we designed this so that they could then take the model and they could create an extension, what we're calling a profile, that adds the next level down and saying, hey, for this particular security practice, these are other things that you need to consider at different maturity levels.
So if I were to sort of visually sort of depict what you just said, you have a core document that somewhat leans to the generic to a certain extent, and then you have pretty sort of modules that are industry specific, automotive, retail.
That's the goal, yes.
That is just a spectacular, that's great, because this could be modified, but then that's...
The real value is going to come from the profiles.
That's exactly, and that's where you pull in
all the experts.
All the experts are saying, I got it, I see where you're going. Now this, we do it this way, not that way, that type of thing.
Right, I mean...
Good.
Think about all of the different regulations that apply to, say, automotive-specific or retail-specific.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
All of the different threat models you need to worry about there that aren't going to be applicable to another industry. One example that my co-presenter, Ron Zahavi, likes to talk about is key fobs. You know, years ago, your concern with a key fob might be that it's stolen.
Right.
Now your threat model has to include signal amplification.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. You're absolutely right, man. And when... So... Just so that I want to make sure that the listeners understand, do I have to be a member of IIC to get the access to this document?
No, you do not. It is freely available on the IIC website.
See, okay. So now it's free. Now you're removing all of the blocks. You're making you're removing the friction of me getting that information. But what is the biggest challenge? Why? I mean, this seems like a no-brainer. There's a number of conversations I've had, and it's like, you need to do this, you need to do this. Yeah, it's free. The bottom line, this, that. What's the biggest challenge? Why?
You know, Scott, ultimately security is often a communications challenge. I think step one in a lot of cases is you have to get the business and the technical and security people all on the same page, saying, hey, we want to work together to make sure that we are not only producing a great solution, but we're producing a secure solution, and that we can continue to secure that solution seamlessly, as you said, low friction, and that's going to stand the test of time. Everyone needs to agree with that up front.
You know what it always gets down to? It gets down to the human level. And it always
security
does.
Security often is, yeah.
It's like, you just got to, just, you listeners out there, I'm just telling you right now, this is an important topic. There's no reason why you can't excel at it because, apparently IIC and wonderful people like Sandy provide that insight and wisdom for free, which just, you know, I guess when it comes, I mean, I can read that document. I probably would fail miserably at some of the words, but however, I can read it. And then I would imagine I'd have access to people who could say, here, come over here and we'll help.
Absolutely. One of the things that we have been doing that IIC has been great about is when the various industry-specific groups start to create a profile, you have some of the co-authors that are serving as advisors and joining in some of those calls and saying, here are some things to think about as you map out the profile.
And let's put it this way, too. It's always going to be with us, and it's always going to be changing.
Yes.
It never stops.
Because, it never has.
Because individuals out here, they're constantly pushing the envelope, doing more, leveraging technology to improve whatever business they're doing. And so the need for security or being able to define that is so important. And that's why IIC and people like you collaborate, because you know that it's never going to end. It's never going to stop.
That's right.
Are you active on LinkedIn?
Absolutely, yes.
So I'm telling you right now, listeners, you need to be able to get a hold of this young lady, because she... pretty much knows her stuff. She's smarter than I am, which is pretty much 99. Pretty much everybody here is smarter than me. So, nonetheless, you were fantastic.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, and I'll make sure that Sven knows that you were fantastic. That you're much better than Sven. Oh, I'll put that in a podcast, baby.
Now we're getting competitive.
Doesn't matter. He deserves it. Because you're a rock star. All right, that is Sandy. Bring it on.
Carrie Alley.
That's right. And she's with Forrester Research. And she lives, breathes, and eats this stuff. Once again, you need to go out to IIOC. That's Industrial Internet Consortium. You need to download that. And in fact, I'll put that link out on my Industrial Talk podcast platform. So industrialtalk.com. We'll have that link to that security document. But go to IIC. Industrial Internet Consortium, find that document, download it, get going, be secure, and start this journey, because you got people like Sandy that are fantastic. So continue to listen to the Industrial Talk podcast. Be safe, be brave, dare greatly, and change the world. Thank you very much for joining, and we're going to have some additional great interviews coming your way from the IoT as I look at Solutions World Congress. That's IoT Solutions World Congress. They put in solutions in there. So thank you very much. We'll talk later.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.